Art About Town is the time of the week where we find out about what exhibition you should get along to. Now, normally Willie Russo joins us, but this week she's recruited Michelle Newton from Artspace to join us to talk about the national touring show 52 Actions. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning.
Big shoes to fill. Willie Russo, one of those people, just an absolute legend of radio. But Michelle, I reckon you can more than adequately let us know all about Art About Town this week. Now, this 52 Actions is a joint show. How did this come about?
It was an exhibition that started online on Instagram. Its handle is 52 Actions, and it started during the first lockdown for COVID.
You get your lockdowns mixed up, you poor thing.
Oh, God, yeah. Well, it kind of blurs into one. But it was really a project that Artspace initiated, where we were looking to support artists, Australian artists, during the pandemic. And we thought, what better platform to use than Instagram and online websites, et cetera, for our audiences to see what we were doing. And we really wanted to amplify and kind of, you know, raise awareness around what artists were kind of thinking, doing during that period of time. And that project has subsequently become a physical project, and we were looking to have exhibitions in, you know, with other venues that we could partner with. And Penrith Regional Gallery was our first venue that were keen to work with us and find a way to kind of make the project feel kind of relevant and, you know, to their local community. And so it will continue to travel to other places like Lismore, where they'll work off-site post-floods, you know, around their community, and working with artists that, again, you know, resonate with what's happening up in the regions there. It'll travel to Darwin, it'll travel to Wangaratta, and it'll travel to Devonport and many other places across Australia. So us, it's really an opportunity to kind of give a voice to artists, you know, so that they can make relevant the ideas that, you know, feel kind of personal to them now.
This is wonderful stuff. So you're utilising sort of technology to ensure that people can enjoy art while we're in lockdown, and now it's transitioning to a real live show that's travelling all around the nation. So many questions I've got for you. So the first gallery to host it is the Perth Regional Gallery. Obviously, that Perth Regional Gallery must be a pretty good space to be showing things for you to have that as to be the first cab off the rank.
It's Penrith Regional. Yes, so for us, you know, I guess for Artspace, our building's actually undergoing a redevelopment, and usually we would begin a tour at Artspace. You know, we're based in Woolloomooloo, but because our building's closed for this period of time, Penrith seemed like a great partner. Again, you know, many of the artists from the region around Western Sydney, et cetera. So they just seemed like a very likely partner for the first edition of the tour. And then, you know, it'll go to Wangaratta, it'll go to Jarvis Bay, then it goes to Lismore and on for the next 3 years.
Yeah.
And for us, you know, it's like, I guess the learnings from the lockdown is, how do we work in these hybrid models? How do we kind of take the digital and make it physical? And how do we still connect with our audiences across, you know, platforms that, you know, where we can broadcast to them through Instagram and other ways? Or how do we actually kind of, you know, get up close and personal and intimate with our audiences in the gallery spaces? So for us, this is kind of how we're thinking now, sort of post-pandemic, post-lockdown.
Yes, and obviously they're doing a really cool thing there with giving the people of Lismore, who probably really need something to lift the spirits at the moment, to take the 52 Actions joint show there. Now, have you got sort of any artists there that we might have heard of before who are exhibiting as part of the 52 Actions show?
Absolutely. Brooke Andrew, a Wiradjuri artist who many people might know, he curated the Biennale of Sydney in 2020, just as we were going back into the lockdown.
Yeah.
Another theme. Rainbow Chan, she is a multidisciplinary artist, you know,
yes,
working across visual arts, photography, but also has her own, you know, a sort of her career with pop music, and, you know, is big in Asia as well as here, and performs live many times.
Yes, and Rainbow Chan, I played one of her songs here the other week, but please go on, Michelle.
Oh, God, see? Yeah, so resonant. Who else? God. Hayley Miller-Baker, again, another artist based in Melbourne with her photographic series. Most recently had a show at UTS. Eddie Abt, who won the New South Wales Visual Arts Fellowship, the Art Space host just this year, you know, again, based in Western Sydney. James Tyler, again, you know, an artist based in Adelaide. He's a, you know, identifies as Corner, Aboriginal artist who is looking at how to revitalise Indigenous plants and worked with the worked with Penrith to kind of look at what was, you know, endemic to the local basin, the Gadigal Basin here, to think about how we could propagate and then sort of turn that into a, you know, a menu that was actually available at the cafe at Penrith Regional Gallery as well.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so awesome. Now, so it's touring nationally over the next 3 years, and obviously a lot of people there showing. Where do people go to online to find out more about the 52 Actions show?
Well, they can go to ArtSpace, our website. It's just ArtSpace, artspace.org.au. And type in 52 Actions and they'll be able to see that. We also work in partnership with museums and galleries in New South Wales to tour the regional shows. So you can actually see all of like our touring shows along with everything that they do across Australia as well. So, you know, the information is on both sites with all the itineraries and all the information available there.
Excellent stuff. Michelle, before I let you go, if you could take home one of the artworks from 52 Actions, which would it be? And keeping in mind, you're probably in the position to do so.
Look, I think I was talking to the team yesterday and they want to see people really sit down with the screening program. And, you know, the screening program has many artists. Again, because we've worked across digital platforms and turned it into a physical show. And so there's this beautiful space at Penrith Regional Gallery, which will iterate across many of the venues where you can actually watch many of the films that were produced throughout that period. So, you know, failing that, we could always watch it at home on our TV during our own personal time.
Michelle Newton from ArtSpace, thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER Breakfast to talk about 52 Actions. Get along to the Penrith Regional Gallery this weekend and check it out before it moves on. And, of course, Willie will return next week. Thanks so much, Michelle.
Thank you.